I was already at Avro's when we bid and won the contract to replace the Shackleton Maritime Reconnaissance Aircraft with the Nimrod, based on the Comet airliner. It was a very straightforward aircraft with no vices, and it did its job very well during its 40 years of service. Flight refueling was fitted in 19 days to support the Falklands campaign, where it did splendid support and reconnaissance. Unfortunately, while supporting the army with its latest cameras in Afghanistan, one aircraft caught fire while flight refueling, which spelt the death knell of the latest development, the MRA-4, which would have been the most advanced aircraft of its type in the world. In fact, the accident investigators got the source of the fire wrong and attributed it to basic bad design of the fuel system. BAE had already pointed out more flight refueling tests were required, which were never carried out, and the warning they gave about not operating the supplementary cooling pack while refueling was ignored. Had it been switched off, the accident would never have happened. By chance, I was giving a talk to Kinloss, the Nimrod base, on the very day it was cancelled. I flew the very modern MRA-4 simulator the next day at Kinloss, where all the crews and operating installations were all ready for the new aircraft. It seems strange that the UK, a prime maritime nation, now has no search and rescue aircraft able to patrol all our waters and fulfil our international obligation, patrol the Atlantic up to 30 degrees west. You must read this sad story.